Another beautiful day in Sandusky, Michigan, in Sanilac County. Glad that you are here to hear us this morning. This morning at First United Methodist Church, I have a few announcements that I like to make. The first one is, if you would like to be a sponsor for the radio station, please call 648-2606 on Tuesday or Thursday mornings, and we will get back to you and tell you how you can do that. Also, this morning we want to announce that we are doing cleaning kits, buckets of hope, for Midland and Sanford and surrounding areas that got flooded. We will be putting that list on our website later today, and hopefully you will be able to help us in the community as we collect buckets and cleaning supplies that we can take to Midland and those areas. Next week is Pentecost, and we are hoping that you will wear red, whether you're in our parking lot or whether you're at home. We're going to celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, so wear red. And that's right, you heard me say parking lot. This Tuesday, our church council will meet at 6:30. They will make the final decisions on the guidelines from our bishop and conference on how to safely reopen our churches. We're hoping that we will be able to begin with parking lot services, so stay tuned. We will let you know for those that are members and part of our church, either by email, phone calls, or a letter, so that you know exactly what the details are. But we do hope to see some of you in our parking lot next Sunday, May 31st. Today we have, this week we have several birthdays for Elise, for Connie, for Eva, Max, Carol, Ty, Barbara, Tom, Emily, and Joseph. And anniversaries for Bert and Lynn and Ron and June. We celebrate with you as you celebrate your special day. Also, a thought for our children. If you have not gotten a balloon, I'm hoping that you can find a balloon before the children's message. And don't blow it up yet. It's going to be part of our children's message. So if you don't have a balloon with you, children, make sure your parents, if you have one in the house, can get that for you. Let's start our worship with I'll Fly Away.
Thank you.
our call to worship this morning. We come together at the beginning of another week to prepare ourselves to go forth and fulfill our commission to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us come expectantly that we might receive the power from on high that God has promised. Let us pray. Almighty God, your blessed Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. Mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the world, through the same your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now their hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. right, children, it's time for your children's message. Now, if you have a balloon, this is what I want you to do. I want you to blow up your balloon, but don't tie it. I want you just to hang on to it. And once you've got your balloon blown up and you hang on to it, once you hear me say, up, up, and away, you can let it go. But hold on to it real tight right now and listen for your cue. I'm sure you know if the balloon was filled with helium, a balloon would float in the air. And it's also quite enjoyable when it floats out from you and goes up into the sky, flies higher and higher until it gets to the heavens and you can't see it anymore. The only way to experience that is to be willing to let go of your balloon. Today we're going to talk about Jesus returning to heaven. It's called an Ascension Sunday, and he took his disciples aside to make sure that they understood everything that has happened to him. And he explained why it was important for him to be crucified, to be raised from the dead, to fulfill what the scriptures had said about him. And he also told them that he was going to return to the Father in heaven, and that the Holy Spirit would come to be with him. And that's what we'll celebrate next week on Pentecost. At first, the disciples were sad that Jesus would be leaving them. But then the Bible tells us that Jesus opened their minds so they would understand. Then an amazing thing happened. The Bible tells us that Jesus lifted his hands and blessed his disciples. And while he was blessing them, he lifted up and was taken up into heaven. Up, up, and away. All right, boys and girls, did you let go of your balloons and let them fly up? Well, you can keep doing that all day. If you didn't tie your balloon, you can blow up your balloon and let it go and think about Jesus going up to heaven. And if you want, you can cut your balloon and tie it tight now, but it doesn't have helium in it. It's not going to stay up in the air. I don't know how all of this looked, but in my imagination, I can see that the disciples were standing there and watching as Jesus ascended higher and higher until he disappeared from their view, kind of like what those balloons would do if we had helium and we're outside letting them go. You think the disciples were sad? I don't think so. The Bible tells us that when Jesus had gone into heaven, the disciples worshiped him. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed in his temple praising God. So boys and girls, have fun with that balloon, and every time you blow it up and let it go, just remember that Jesus ascended into heaven, and someday you and I will too as we believe in our Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending us Jesus, your only son, to die for our sin. We know that he has risen from the dead and has returned to you, Father, in heaven. Bless us today as we worship him with great joy. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Now this morning I'm going to be reading out of the text in Psalm 47. Hear these words. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under his peoples, under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid joy, shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounds of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him, a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. And now we're going to hear for Memorial Day the song Armed Forces Medley as we remember those who served and died as they gave us the freedom in the United States. Let us pray. Almighty God, before whom stand the living and the dead, we, your children, whose mortal life is but a hand's breadth, give thanks to you. For all those through whom you have blessed our pilgrimage, whose lives that have empowered us, whose influence is a healing grace, we lift up thankful hearts. for the dear friends and family members whose faces we see no more, but whose love is with us forever. We lift up thankful hearts. For the teachers and companions of our childhood and youth, and for the members of our household of faith who worship you now in heaven, we lift up thankful hearts. For those who sacrifice themselves, our brothers and sisters who have given their lives for the sake of others, we lift up thankful hearts. That we may hold them all in continual remembrance and ever think of them as with you in that city whose gates are not shut by day and where there is no night, we lift up thankful hearts. That we may now be dedicated to working for a world where labor is rewarded, fear dispelled, and the nations made one. O Lord, save your people and bless your heritage. Day by day, we magnify you and worship your name forever and ever. Amen. Now let's go to our pastoral prayer. This week we are praying for Thumb Office Supply and continue praying for our president, our governor, all leaders and authority, and all those who are on front lines as they deal with the COVID. Let us go to God in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day that we can remember those who have gone on before us to give us freedom, to give us the right here in the United States, that we can celebrate those who have died for our state, for all that they have done for us. We remember them, Lord, and we praise you for taking them home to be with you. Lord, we continue to pray for the churches, those that are reopening and those that are still trying to decide how to reopen safely. We praise your name, for we still worship you one way or the other, whether it's radio or video, whatever it may be, Lord. We are praising your name and worshiping you, whether we're in the building or not. We praise your name for all that you do for us. We ask, Lord, that you continue to heal and bring comfort, that you guide and lead, especially those that are in the medical field, that they have the right diagnosis. We think of Jared and pray for his family, that all may go well, and continue to heal him and those that are unnamed but in our hearts. Lord, you are an awesome God, and we exalt you. And we pray that you will hear our prayer and have mercy, and that we always give thanks unto you with a grateful heart. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now we're going to hear Awesome God, for our God is awesome.
On the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Thank you.
starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. A hope that we have not too quickly forgotten, that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Enjoy that song, because our God is so awesome, isn't he? Now we're going to turn to the gospel of the day in Luke 24, verses 44. as we go forth this week, I want to congratulate Aaron Campbell and Nolan Hendricks on their marriage yesterday, May 23rd. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. An American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I